So some of the kids come up and they keep asking me to do different things. So we just discussed topics and people said, well, we still want you to talk about the body. So I said, how about blood? Do you want to hear some facts about what's circulating through your body right now while you're on the playground? And they said, sounds great, Mr. Maxwell. Well, did you know that blood makes up around 7% of the weight of the human body? Blood contains red blood cells, white blood cells, and platelets. These blood cells float in a yellow liquid called blood plasma. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't know that they float around in a yellow liquid. There's more coming. Blood plasma is made up of 90% water and also contains various nutrients, electrolytes, gases, proteins, glucose, and hormones. Now, blood plasma can be separated from the cells by spinning blood in a device known as a centrifuge until the cells collect at the bottom of the tube. It's almost like a top. You're spinning a top, and as it spins, all the water comes, the plasma, and the blood goes to the bottom. Red blood cells have the important job of carrying oxygen around the body. They also contain a protein called hemoglobin. Hemoglobin contains iron, which combines with oxygen to give hemoglobin and blood the red color. You see, it goes from yellow now to red because of the hemoglobin. You thought it was yellow, or that we were aliens maybe, right? Red blood cells develop in bone marrow and circulate in the body for around 120 days. White blood cells are an important part of the body's immune system. They defend against certain bacteria, viruses, cancer cells, infectious diseases, and other unwanted materials. So you see, the white blood cells are kind of like the army for your body. They're always going to protect you. Well, this is a pretty cool stuff about the blood. I know I just got smarter. How about you guys? I'm Mr. Maxwell, and I just made you got it, smarter.